Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you choke over, I don't know if God would want me to have this or not, the most expensive thing on the planet doesn't compare to what He has given us. And to struggle with this, whether God would give you a nice place to stay or a nice way to travel or good clothes to wear, good food to eat, to struggle with this shows you don't know what He's given you. Because if He was ever going to say something was too much for you, it would have been His Son. What's $1 million to God? What's $1 billion to God? What's $1 trillion to God? It would be less than a penny to us. It's nothing to Him. He created all the gold. He created all the planets out there. He created all the stars. A big amount of money. You cannot cause God to pause with a big amount. God, we're talking about 100 trillion. He's not going to go, whoo. There's not a number big enough of money on the earth to cause Him to even pause. It's, if He was ever going to say, no, that's too much, it would have been with the Master. And Him having freely given Him to us, everything else is small change. Come on, can you see that? Everything, the biggest house in the world is just nothing compared to that. The biggest car, whatever, is nothing. Read it again, read it again. Verse 31. What shall we say to these things? What things? Well, as you see in just a couple of verses, it's people talking about God being against it. What do you say about God being against you having a new car or a new house? I'm waiting. What do you say? Verse 32. Verse 31 says, what do we say to these things? Is God for me or is He not for me? Well, we're talking specifically about things now. So what do you say? I don't know if God is for you having that or not. You say, hey, God gave me Jesus. Is that right? And He did you too. This is nothing beside that.
That's right.
And if I keep it in the right place, and it doesn't mean more to me than Him, if I will let it go when He tells me let it go, sell it, sow it, if I'll do what He said. The Lord said, I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous. Not only is He not opposed to us being rich, He became poor so we could be. Most of the church doesn't believe that. Or they try to water it, they try to change. Oh, that just means spiritual, Brother Keith. That's not what the verse said. And it's in a chapter talking about money and things. It includes everything. If God spared not His own Son, say it out loud. If He gave me Jesus, He'll give me a scooter. Right? If He gave me Jesus, He'll help me pay my electric bill. Is that right? If He gave me Jesus, He'll give me a place to live. Is that right? Why did He give me Jesus? Because He's for me. He gave Him for me. Well, why would He be against something else that's for me? He's just for me. Whether it's a house or a car or clothes or a healing or eternal salvation. He's just for me. And when you believe that and that you get settled in that, the enemy cannot convince you otherwise. When he comes and tries to whisper in your ear and pretend that he's not even there and try to get you to hide something or back off of something, oh, that may be too big. That may too big for who? Too big compared to what? Now, the enemy is so covetous. He wants all the money. He wants all the stuff. And he wants Christians and especially ministers and churches to be so broke they can't preach the gospel past the front yard. Because it's bondage. If the enemy can get enough sickness in your life, he can put you in jail. You can't even leave the room. If you got enough sickness in your life, you can't even leave the room. You can't do anything. If he can get enough poverty in your life, maybe even if you felt like doing it, you can't afford to do it. Can't even buy a tank of gas. This is not God. This is not pleasing God. How does it bless you for me to be broke? How does it bless you for this church to be broke? How does it help you? How does it help me for you to be broke? Or sick? How does it help God? Well, it just shows what fortitude they have in keeping a stiff upper lip and going through it. These are doctrines of devils. Traditions of men that have replaced the Word of God. God is against that which is against you. And He is for you. Which means everything that's good for you and helps you, He's for it. He goes on to say, if God spared not His own Son, but delivered Him for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely? He's not even holding back on the doling. Amen. What does freely mean? Here, you want two? Take four. Take four. Freely. Freely. You need 100? Here, take 500. You need some extra? Is that right? Is He a God of more than enough? Is He a God who will run your cup over? Freely. Freely give us what? All things. Say it out loud. He is for me. Having all things. He's for me. Now the more you follow Him and the more your priorities get right. He said, I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to them being covetous. The more that happens, you don't want a bunch of stuff in your life that just takes up time. You want to be streamlined. Now, the stuff you do need to do, you want the best. Is that right? And more than enough of it. But just to have a bunch of stuff, to say I got a bunch of stuff, that just takes up your time. Takes up your time and resources. We're not interested in that. Keep reading. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Still talking about Him being for us. Who's going to condemn? It's Christ that died, rather that's risen again, who's even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. For us. For us. For us. Can you see every one of this is for us. For us. To us. For us. For us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? As it's written, for your sake we're killed all the day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay. Give me interpretation of nay, nay, nay. No. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, gave Him for us, gave Him to us. Hallelujah. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What's he saying? What can cause God to stop being for us? That's what he's saying. To separate me from God loving me and being for me. He gives a list which is partial, but it includes everything. Death is not going to cause him to stop being for me. Anything that happens in life is not going to stop him being for me. Nothing angels can do. are evil spirits or principalities or powers, nothing they can do. And the devil's the accuser of the brethren, but he can't turn God against me.
That's right.
Nothing he can do can separate me from God loving me and being for me. Can you see this? Things present, anything that's going on, anything that has happened, anything that's going on, anything that will ever be, is not going to cause God to stop being for me. Now you could leave him, but he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. And even if you're rebelling against him, doing something stupid, he's still for you. He still believes if you'll come back. I said, if you'll come back, he's still for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. It can't get too high. It can't get too deep. Nothing that you've even heard about, any kind of creation, somebody say nothing, 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 nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Friend, if you believe that, it will stabilize you. It will anchor your soul because you'll never face anything alone again. You'll never face anything by yourself again. In the morning when you wake up, I don't care what's going on, you'll realize I'm not alone in this. The creator of the universe is for me. He's for me overcoming. He's for me coming out victorious in every way. He's for me having everything I need, every good desire fulfilled, given me richly, even all things to
enjoy.
Why? Because he's for me.
Amen.
He's for me. And nothing, nothing will ever change that. Glory to God. Man, it makes you walk taller. It makes you look at things head on. It takes away your fear. It takes away your trepidation. It takes away your timidity. It takes away your second guessing and your wavering. And people come and with their holier than thou religious attitudes. How much did you pay for that? And how much of it? What is that? Is that expensive? You go, whoo, yeah. Man, it's high dollar, highly recommend it. You ought to get you one too. Oh, no. See, they believe God's against that. They believe God's against all kind of things that he's not. Aren't you glad the truth has made you free, is making you even more free?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.